How about something a woman might wear around her wrist?
Well, she could wear a bracelet.
All right. And around her neck, she might wear a...
necklet. Made out of beads or some kind
right.
of...
When they are made out of beads, do you ever call it a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yes.
Which one?
Well, we can... my sisters always called them, where's my string of beads?
Uh-huh. You want a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Okay. You might use a belt to keep up your
pants,
but you might also wear something...
Suspenders.
All right. Do you ever call those anything else?
Galluses.
All right. Are galluses and suspenders the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And something you might open up on a rainy day?
Umbrella.
All right. And when you make your bed, after you put the blanket up on the bed, you might put something over the whole bed?
Counterpin.
All right. Now, what do you rest your head on in bed?
Pillow.
And did you ever see a large one of these that, most pillows are about this big, but those about this long and they're round?
Log.
It looks like a log, but it's a kind of a pillow.
Well,
a large pillow, you know.
I've seen them and went from across the bed where two people slept together, and they called them a bolster, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Good. Now, you mentioned we talked about blankets and counterpins. Do you remember those things that women used to make, and they were tied? They'd get together and they'd put these things together. It's kind of a blanket. Women would have parties sometimes.
Well, they would be carpets, I guess.
Well, I was thinking of quilts.
Well, they also make quilts.
All right.
And my wife made all of our quilts. She had quilting frames, and then she'd make them and...
Were they sewed or tied?
Sewed.
Okay. You never saw them make them by tying them?
No.
Tying them together.
Well, I've seen them make counterpins and just time it was 6 or 8 inches.
Uh-huh. How about a bed made up flat on the floor?
Well, let's see, that is...
Get too many people over at your house, so you have to make up a...
I don't know just what means the proper name for that.
You ever call it a pallet?
Yeah, we call them pallets. And we used to also take them pallets and spread them out in the shade and put little children on the pallet.
Uh-huh. At night or in the daytime?
In daytime.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had very good land, good soil for planting, what would you call that kind of land?
Rich.
All right. Do you ever use the term fertile?
Yeah, that's fertile land.
All right. How about low-lying land along a stream?
Well, we call that meadows.
All right. Now, the water might be in there in the springtime, and then it drains off, and you plant things there. Sometimes the best land there is.
Well, we call that a swamp, I guess.
All right.